Welcome to the Classical Records Podcast, a podcast where we discuss cultural circumstances of classical composers. This podcast is produced on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people. Here we are linking the composers' lives to the 21st century by zooming in on topics such as environmental, racial, gender, or mental health topics. The upcoming VSO concert is a wild ride through the 19th century European travelogues. The Italian Symphony by Mendelssohn, as well as the Hebrides in Scotland, are part of what inspired Mendelssohn's compositions. I'm taking a stance that also Satie's Gymnopédies fits right into this travel topic when it comes to equipping the home we return to with musical memories in this sense of the musique d'ameublement, but that's for later. In today's episode, I want to zoom into the fascinating geological features of Fingal's Cave on the island of Staffa in Scotland. And in order to understand why Mendelssohn went on this very strenuous journey all the way from 1820s Berlin to Scotland, and then on to see the phenomenon of Fingal's Cave, I'm joined today by Andrew Steiner, a geologist from Scotland, who has done extensive research on Scottish as well as Canadian geological features. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
We're looking right now here at a historical print of what, maybe the Fingal's Cave might have looked like in 1820 when Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy traveled there. But it looks brilliant in the pictures, and I can see how Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy felt inspired to write his overture to the Hebrides, which is one of the early tone poems that exist, where we can hear, if we are listening to it, how the waves are crashing and how maybe the pillars are reaching far into the sky. And I am very interested to hear what this phenomenon, how that even existed, because it does look a lot like a man-built situation. So maybe, Andrew, I can ask you to give us a little bit of a Scottish tour here. How would I get there, and where is this? And what do you know about geological features of the Hebrides?
So, the Isle of Staffa is it's a small isle in the Inner Hebrides. It's located just off the west coast of the Isle of Mull, which in itself is northwest of Glasgow. I believe you can do a boat tour of the island and get to the island from the Isle of Mull. I think what draws people to the island and why it's made such an impression on many artists and musicians and various people that visited it is the spectacular basalt columns that form the middle layer of the island, if you like. These columns are several meters high. They're almost perfectly straight, and they're almost perfectly hexagonal. So it's analogous in the way to the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland, except in Staffa, the top of it's not exposed. It's covered by this sort of mess of other basaltic rocks. In fact, geologically, it is part of the, while it's not the same volcano that formed the Giant's Causeway, it's part of that same suite of volcanic activity. So it formed at the same time, and it's really not that far away from the Giant's Causeway. So they're all part of the same geological formation.
So interesting. And you have done some research on a couple of other islands in the Hebrides, if I remember correctly. And earlier when we were talking, you mentioned that there's quite the variety of the historical time when these geological features basically were created. I'm lacking the vocabulary to say this correctly, as a geologist. Can you tell us a little bit about the time spans we're talking about here?
You're right. The Hebrides in general have a real range of geology. The Outer Hebrides, so Isles of Lewis and Harris, they're made of some of the oldest rocks in the world. They date back several billions of years. And they're actually equivalent rocks to some of the rocks on the east coast of Canada. So they were all there before the North Atlantic Ocean opened up. In the Inner Hebrides, where we have Staffa and Skye and all these other smaller islands, there's a real range of geology. I've worked on an island called the Isle of Rum, and the Isle of Rum is really famous for having a large magma chamber that is cooled, and when it cooled, it formed these spectacular layers that are quite rare. And so from a geology point of view, that was very interesting to have a look at that, those layered rocks on the Isle of Rum. And there's I've also done some work on the Isle of Arran, which is just a bit further south of Staffa. And it has, you know, a lot of different rock formations come and intersect on the Isle of Arran. So you can span several hundred millions of years of geological time just in a few kilometers of walk. And because of all the different rock types you can see there, it's a really good place to teach geology. So a lot of universities go there to study Earth history there.
Thank you so much for the geological input here. Yeah, and I can understand how people were traveling far, far away to look at these formations, because I do think that as much as we know now about the volcanic and geological origins of how this happened, that there might have been some mysticism about this, in which way this might actually be connected to something metaphysical, or maybe even an earlier iteration of some sort of human culture that maybe created these, because in the turn of the 19th century, I think, yeah, none of this was completely affirmed yet and researched. So I can see how there was a lot of spirituality about this faraway place. And yeah, we can see this as well here in this historical picture, where the dimensions are a little bit exaggerated. It is not as tall and wide as it's presented here. And yeah, I think this speaks a lot as well to the connection between the human and the landscape, and in which way nature in general was perceived, as well as the term just created, maybe also this divide. To close off today's podcast, I want to bring to you, to your attention, this very interesting painting titled Fingold's Cave, similar to the early iteration of Mendelssohn's Overture. And it's painted by Joseph Mallard William Turner. Circa in 1831, 1832, so just around the time when Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy went to the island of Staffa, maybe one of the high points in its tourism, its early tourism. At first glance, when I was looking at this picture, I didn't even find the island of Staffa, neither Fingold's Cave, really clearly. What sticks out so much more to me is the roaring sea, as well as the steamboat in front of it. And I think that is a great symbol for the time in which Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy also went to the island of Staffa, and the whole scene that he was involved in. And we all know this from today's tourism. People to this day are both fascinated by the geological phenomenon as well as by the magic and mysticism that surrounds it, both from a commercial tourism side as well as from the awe that humankind is in when they're facing very unique geological landscapes. So thank you very much, Andrew Steiner, for being a guest here on this podcast. I'm really looking forward to listening to Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy's Overture, Hebrides, now titled in its first iteration, titled Fingold's Cave. And thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Dorothee Lesing, and I hope to see you soon.